And welcome back to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson. I'm the Executive Director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. We are continuing to speak to all of the winners, runners-up, honorable mentions of the Central Bank Art Prize, which was this incredibly ambitious open call for people to do public art. And we had a lot of murals, there were a lot of sculptures, even landscaping, really interesting projects. So the Central Bank, and I really commend them for this, instead of just kind of picking one winner and doing that, they really like picked a whole bunch of winners and tried to spread around because there's prize money too. In the past, it went towards scholarships, but now it's really going to the artists in this very difficult time of COVID-19. And they're actually going to put in the money to actually execute all of these projects, which is, let me tell you, people think, you know, painting on a wall shouldn't cost that much, but it's public art is costly. And that's one of the reasons we don't have a lot of it, because I think the government's like, you know what, I can spend that money elsewhere. So another one of the winners is Preston Hanna. Welcome, Preston.
Thank you for having me.
You are so welcome. Now, I'm ashamed. I feel ashamed that this is your first time on the show, Preston. That is like, I have to say, I'm smacking myself on the hand. So welcome, because again, I've known you for a while. You're an art teacher. You're an artist. You've had a practice. You've done a lot of shows. I remember you had a great show at Del Tech quite recently. You used to do a live painting show. Tell us a little bit about your journey. Just how did you come to art, and how did you end up where you are now today?
Okay. Well, how much time do you have? So basically, with my art journey, it started off, as a child, pretty much creating things. My parents were carpenters. So basically, I'm always seeing them, always fascinated by the things that they create, you know, just with wood. And, just growing up with them, encouraging me, drawing, painting, going into school and meeting Miss Illingsworth.
Oh, right.
You know, I went to CB Bethel, and I actually teach there now. Mm-hmm. So actually to have such an inspiration as Miss Illingsworth, for persons who don't know Miss Illingsworth, she is one of those pioneers in art. And she was such a great, great encouragement to me and everyone around her, you know. And, to take art as a career, you know, talking to her about it, she really pushed me and inspired me, you know, to, you know, carry that mantle and go off to be a teacher, you know.
Wow. Wow. That's powerful. Yeah. That's powerful. God rest her soul. That's amazing, though, because, you know, Ruth Gina spoke to her teacher, right? Will A. Pluck. And you know, you're speaking about Sandra Illingsworth. And, you know, again, it's just these people who inspire. I think very often when you're creatively inclined, even though I'm not an artist, even to be interested in the arts, very often you are guided in another direction. My parents were like, but you're so smart. Why don't you become a lawyer? You know, and not through any, just through a lack of understanding, I think. I think it's not that they, you know, it's because we haven't set examples about like what success looks like in the art field. And like, and I think it's so important to have those mentors. And Preston, you're one of those mentors now, right?
Yes, most definitely, most definitely.
I mean, that's quite powerful that you're standing in the shoes of the teacher who inspired you, because you're teaching now at that school. That's amazing. That's amazing.
Full circle. So, full circle.
And so tell us a little bit about your project for the Central Bank Art Prize. It was at Clifton, yeah?
Okay, so basically the project, even how it came about in a very interesting way, because every year I enter the competition, not necessarily for me to enter, but to encourage my students to enter the competition. And I always like to lead from example. So once they see Mr. Hanna working, doing something for Sandra Bike, that means, hey, you got to do it too. So I was curious. I was like, boy, this is very interesting. We're doing mural work, you know? So I was like, well, where am I going to put this mural? Who am I going to find to let me paint on that wall? And rarely enough, I saw a post on Facebook, and it showed this structure that was vandalized. It was Clifton Heritage Park. And just reading the post that someone put up, I just was like, wow, like this place really meant a lot, you know, to this. I never really thought about this place, you know, being so impactful. So upon seeing that post, I, you know, inquired about the space, trying to find out, you know, like, what are they going to do with that area? If I'm able to, you know, come in and create something with that space. And they told me that, you know, they already cleaned it up, but they more than welcomed me, you know, if I wanted to do something in that area or in that space, that I was more than welcome. And I went and took the tour, and wow, the tour really changed my perspective, because I really didn't know much about that space. But when I took that tour and just listening to the tour guide and walking through such a historical site, it was very moving, very touching. It's almost like you're getting goosebumps as you keep going further and further in, and just listening to what the tour guide is saying. And, you know, it really inspired the piece, because it's really to pay homage to those persons who walk these islands, you know, years and years ago, you know, back into like the 1500s. Yep. It's crazy.
It is crazy. And it's crazy, but it's also, I mean, you touch on a point, which is like, it's crazy how much we don't know about our own history, right? Yes. And I think, you know, I've been blessed to, when I moved home, to be surrounded by so many people like, you know, Pam Burnside or Patricia Glinton McCullough, who, and I'm just listening to their stories, you know, you learn so much. But you know, and I put my kids in school here, but I'm amazed how little they get taught about our own history. It's done very superficially. You know, settlers came, slavery happened, independence happened. You know, I mean, that's kind of, but like smaller stories, or not even smaller, but things that really root to a space and that really tell us something about, again, like our shared history, our human condition. And they seem to kind of skim over that stuff. And, you know, I went to Clifton. We put it in an NEGB summer camp, like one of our art camps. And we always do a day trip. And I was like, let's go to Clifton. And I'd been to Clifton tons of times. And I knew a bit about it. Like, I knew, you know, there was a great house there and there was a plantation there. And I kind of knew the surface again. Mm-hmm. And I knew Antonius's piece, but I didn't really know, you know, about the burial pit, like the Taino burial pit. And then to see the houses where the slaves lived and to understand the daily life, you know, you just learn all this texture. Yes. And I was so blown away at like how little I knew. And I think we find that about all of, you know, like Ruth Gina's piece about the Reinhardt Hotel, like how many people know what exactly that building meant and how important it was and how, and thought about the fact that it even had to exist, right? Because we kind of gloss over that too. Like, oh yeah, there was segregation, you know, now there's not, let's move on. But no, like we have to really examine that and think about that and talk about that.
Yes.
And that's why these projects are both so important, you know, and then so why public art can be a way of like engaging too, you know. So when do you see this going up, Preston? When are you gonna get to work? And actually, my mind's also blown to hear there was vandalism there. I didn't know that. And that's something that, again, like, you don't vandalize a place if you know it's of value to you and your community. And I think these acts of vandalism are really from people not knowing.
Exactly. Well, again, like I said, I already, created the piece during that time period. Uh-huh. It's actually 8 feet by 12 feet. So it's pretty big. It's actually, once we, finalize exactly where we want to put it, because we have to find the perfect spot.
Yeah.
And, it should be up momentarily.
That's fantastic news. And I think, again, what you're both doing is so important, because I think we actually all are curious and we do enjoy learning, but sometimes the way it's packaged is not so easy for us. And I remember I talked to, again, like my girls when they were here, and it was the end of a holiday or something, and they were like, "Oh, I gotta go back to school." And I said, "But you love learning, what do you mean?" And they were like, "Yeah, mommy, we love learning. We just don't like school." And I think, I thought that was quite profound, because and my husband always says too. He's like, when he was a kid, he'd get the science book, and the science book or the geology book always had like flaming earth on the front with all the crusts and the magma, and opened the book and it was just full of all these like words, these like boring words. I think through images and through inspiring people's imaginations, that actually gives you the desire to go read some more or to go watch a movie or to go find out, So I think, again, it's like very powerful what you're both doing, because you're going to be speaking to everybody in a way that like everybody understands, right? Pictures. Like we all love pictures. So hopefully that will like get people into their history.
Most definitely.
Yeah. Okay. So we're going to go to a quick break. A bit of a delay there. Our at-home studio is always.
No, I was just saying, as an artist, you're the storyteller. So.
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that's why artists are so important in communities, right? It's why we need artists to tell our stories. So I'm glad you're doing that. And I'm really excited to see your projects come to fruition. So we're going to go to a short break. We are going to go listen to our sponsors. You're going to come back, hear some more from Ruth, Gina, and Preston about their projects, about public art, about their practices, etc. You are listening to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson. I'm the executive director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and we're going to be right back after this break.